Welcome back to your guide to the 2014 Padres offseason. This is Padres Social Hour, the offseason special from the Social Lounge at Petco Park.
Matt, welcome to the San Diego Padres. When I first saw the headlines, Matt Kemp coming to the Padres, my first thing was I pinched myself, and then I did a yay. I'd like to start. When did you first hear the rumors, and what was your reaction when you first found out that you were officially coming to the Padres?
I was hearing about the rumors probably about maybe three. I think it's been going on for quite some time. But, you know, rumors are rumors. You never really think anything is going to happen until it happens. And when it did happen, what I thought about it, I was just like, oh, you know, there's some teams out there that really, really want me. And they're saying that they want me. And, I mean, I really didn't know what was going to happen. But woke up one morning, and one of my family members gave me a text message saying, whoa, that was the text message. And I looked at it. And I knew something was happening, and I guess he saw something on Twitter or something saying that I got traded. And then probably about 6 hours later, I got that call saying I was traded to the San Diego Padres.
What was your reaction coming 120 miles south from somebody else in the net? I mean, from the Dodgers to the Padres. What was your reaction?
At first it's shocking because, you know, I've been with the Dodgers for 10 years. So being with them, coming up in that organization, them giving me a chance to play in the big leagues was big. I thought the Dodgers was the only team that I would ever play for. I think when somebody starts out with a team, they feel like that's the team that they're always going to play for, and that's where they're going to end their career. And that's kind of what I thought. But, you know, I know for them and for me, I mean, this game is a business. And, I'm excited for the new opportunities. I'm happy where I'm at. I have a house out here. My family's going to be out here. So I'm excited about the new chapter in my life.
You know, a lot of people say you can't hit in this ballpark. This is a pitcher's ballpark, but you have had good success here.
Yeah.
What do you like about Petco Park?
It's a good place. You can see the baseball really well. The backdrop, you know, the colors of the backdrop is real dark. You know, sometimes those batter's eyes really give you an advantage over other ballparks. Some people hit well in different ballparks. I obviously hit well in this ballpark, so hopefully I can carry that over into this coming up season and, you know, give the Padres some success.
So this wasn't the black hole as some hitters see it.
I'm not. The thing about it is when I'm on. You know, there's really no ballpark that can hold a good hitter as far as like me or Will Myers or Justin Upton, or, you know, some of the new additions to the Padres. I feel like when you're in the zone, there's no ballpark that can hold any great hitter. And, you know, we've had some success over our careers, and hopefully we can continue to do that.
You know, you just mentioned two other players that the Padres have acquired, Will Myers and Josh Upton. And now, Justin Upton, and now we got Derek Norris coming in.
I forgot about him, too.
Right.
There's been a lot going on this past couple of days.
Right.
It's been hectic.
I mean, it's been crazy. But to add three pieces like that in addition to yourself, and everybody knows it's hard if you're the only hitter in the lineup.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
To add three pieces like that, what does it mean to
Matt
Kemp?
AJ and those guys told me that they weren't finished trying to make something happen around me and the ball team. You know, sometimes it's hard to go out there and make those acquisitions without giving up some of your best players. And one thing I told AJ when I got traded over, I said, please don't give up some of those horses you got on there on the mound.
Right.
So you got a lot of great pitchers over there. Don't give those guys up.
Didn't have to touch the pitching at all.
And the thing about it, he told me he was going to do that, and he did it. And I was surprised with what he got and not giving up any of those guys. I was very shocked. And, those guys have done a great job at building a new team, and this is going to be a new atmosphere here in San Diego.
So what's your reaction to, since you arrived here or traded, to the last three trades? I mean, were you surprised to see those pieces fall?
You know, I had asked those guys, I said, y'all got anything else up y'all sleeves? And they said, we think we got a couple more things cooking. We got a couple more things up our sleeves. They wouldn't tell me what it was, but, you know, every day I've waken up, it's been something different. It's been a new acquisition to the team, and I get more excited and more excited every year. And I think I think the NL West is starting to see this team shape up, and with the arms we have in the lineup that we're going to have, it's not going to be one of those pushover teams. We're going to be able to score runs and shut people down on defense.
Four bats without giving up an arm.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
That's some talent.
I don't know. I actually I honestly don't know how he pulled it off.
I don't either, but I'm not going to ask any questions. I'm happy with what
you're happy.
Happened. Yes.
You know, the outfield here is really big. Mm-hmm. And there's some question as to you, Myers, and Upton, how it all falls together. It's a big outfield. What do you think defensively?
I think we're going to be good. We go out there and do what we need to do. You know, defense is very big. And especially when you have those great pitchers with the great bullpen, you need to have good defense. And, you know, we're going to definitely concentrate on that in spring training and try to be the best defensive team in all of baseball.
Where do you see yourself playing?
Right field, for sure.
So we're going to have Myers in center?
I honestly don't know what they're going to do right there.
You got right. That's all you know. Is yeah, you got right.
Yeah, I got. I think I got right. You know, Will is a little bit younger than me. He's got those fresh legs, man. So maybe he can get out there and track some of them baseballs down.
Plus, you were first here, so you called dubs.
Yeah, I called dubs. Yeah, yeah. I got dibs on right field.
So we got you got the number 27 too.
Yes.
So what is it going to take? What are you going to have to give Solarte to pull this off?
I honestly don't know. I mean, I've always heard so many different things that people have given other people. I'm asking what he wants. You know, that was his number. You know, and I'll ask him if there's something that he needs or something that he wants, and we'll see what we can do.
You got your spot picked out in the clubhouse?
They gave me one. It's a nice little corner spot.
Okay.
Nice little corner spot. I'm ready to go.
Close to the trainer's room?
Yeah, pretty close to the trainer's room, so I can give me some aspirin or something like that when I need it.
That's the pole position.
Yeah, exactly.
So this spring, there's been some talk recently mm-hmm. about your hips, mm-hmm. arthritic hips.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to throw it out. What about the hips?
There's nothing wrong with my hips, man. My hips feel fine at the moment. I think, you know, you playing baseball for so long. I was an active kid, man. I played a lot of sports, you know, baseball, basketball, football, traveled a lot, played all these different sports, and I've been playing up here at a high level for a long time. So I'm sure if you go and do MRIs on any baseball player, there might be some type of arthritis somewhere in some of their bodies. And, I train hard and take care of myself. That's all I need to worry about. And I go out there and play my game. I'm not worried about any type of arthritis or anything like that.
Who was the last ball player you saw who was 100%?
None.
Right.
There's never been one. There's always some type of ache or pain in your body, especially playing 162 games out of a whole season.
And that's the plan, to play 162?
That's always the plan. I learned that from one of my best friends, Juan Pierre. He always told me that I always needed to play every single game. Don't let up. You know, always give your team the best chance to win, and that's always been my main focus, is to try to play as many games as I can.
Matt, I think any questions about where you are physically were answered in the second half of last season.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you have to be very happy with how you finished.
I'm definitely happy with how I finished. You know, I wish we could have went further into the playoffs and things like that, but, you know, I felt really good. I got my confidence back. I got my swing back, and I'm excited to bring that to my new organization, the Padres.
You know, at the second half of last season, there were already some rumors out there that you might be coming to the Padres. It might be a possibility, and I'm beginning to think you're having such a great second half. This is going to spoil it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought me having that second half that I was going to be good and nothing was going to happen, but – like I said, as a business, I think they have other plans in mind, and I wasn't part of that fit. So, like I said, there's no bad blood, no nothing like that. I'm happy with where I'm at right now. I'm excited, and I'm ready to go.
Real quick, where do you see yourself in this order, batting order?
I'm gonna let Buddy decide that.
Oh,
where would you put me?
Second or third?
Second or third. Oh, okay. I don't think Buddy would want me hitting second. I think he wants me to drive in some runs. So I say either three or four.
Yeah. Well, that was. But you got to get guys on base. That's
you're right. I'm sure there can be some guys you can get. There's right. some guys we can get on base.
Hey, listen. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, man.
Nice meeting you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Stay tuned, Padre Social Hour, the off-season special. We'll be right back, coming to you from the Social Lounge at Petco Park.